town and leads to one inescapable conclusion.
You have big balls?
We are all alone.
Oh. Okay, hold on. Let's do that again.
It began in an Idaho town.
Yes.
And leads to one inescapable conclusion.
Conclusion.
We are all alone.
Hello. Oh no, I stepped on it. Doggone it. Let's try that one more time. One more time.
It began in an Idaho town.
Yes.
And leads
one.
To one,
one.
Inescapable
it's one
conclusion.
Yeah.
We are all alone.
Reality's such a gas, isn't it?
Kick it!
Ah! Radio Lawn, it's weird, avant-garde, mainstream, noodlings.
The first step on the road to mental hygiene is admitting that you're sick.
Yes!
Radio Lawn, it's topical, humorous, opinionated, dumb stuff.
Shazam flip!
Gentlemen, this is completely unacceptable.
Radio Lawn, it's Gush Limbart, Carrie Alice Allen, Daniel Penistar, Toad Leaderpiece, and a cast of several.
Damn, that's good.
You're a very sick person.
And now, here's the host of the Radio Lawn program, Quince Edward Flatulence III.
That's me, and here I am for yet another program that you will all enjoy or not. This one is featuring stuff from Leaderpiece's vault that may have already been on show 42. We're not sure. It's been so damn long now. But here it is.
I fell down from the sky from a jump from a shell. I fell into your heart and the rest is true. I tried every way to say that I loved you, and you wouldn't listen to me, and I don't know why. I tried so hard and you make me cry. Maybe I should try to put a whammy on you, so you'll return some of the love that I'm due. And if it doesn't work, then I'll go away and return to earth some other day. I fell down from the sky and you entered my heart. It felt like meteors taking me apart. And though I'm green and purple and reddish blue, it doesn't keep me from truly loving you. I don't know why you can't see through my 26 eyeballs and my pointed shoe. I fell down from the sky in a bizarre way. I fell down from the sky when my ship blew away. I fell down from the sky and I don't know what to do. Right down from the sky and in love with you. Said hey, when the shock receded and you knew what I was, you quickly ran away and you called the fuzz. I ran to the woods. woods and hid for a day. And sure enough, the fuzz looked the other way. I found where you lived and changed the way I looked. And I knocked on your door when you saw me, you were hooked. But in all honesty, I told you who I was. And to the phone again, you went to call the fuzz. So I ran away to Mulberry Street. And now I get to beat up all the girls I meet. You see, I'm a pimp and the best there is. But I still want you for my hooker list. I fell down from the sky and I won't go back. Down from the sky, it would make me gag. I fell down from the sky and who cares a bit. I'm down from the sky to make this hit.
Down from the sky, I won't go back. Down from the sky, it would make me gag. Yep. This is why I never become a famous musician. Or famous anything for that freaking matter. Alright, this goes on. That, of course, was an edible 2 outtake. Alright, enough, guys. Thank you so much. On with the show. We'll be cruising the tape echo here. Parma! Sheer brilliance. Make a song out of a vinyl runout groove. Spudlock with Runout Groove. Unreleased.
I wonder why.
This may be a complete waste of time. But I gotta listen to this. It's on my master tape. It just says Backwards Harrison.
and I'm going to reverse all these.
Bye.
Okay, let's listen to that. Actually, what was recorded there? It's a big surprise. The big surprise. Weird echo on my old tape collection.
Reverbed bits of it coming out there.
I can hear Ravi Shankar wailing away on that sitar.
Ravi Shankar. Anything like a cold sore?
Do you wear heavies?
Wait, we were just talking about a sitar player, weren't we?
Yeah. So anyway, I was watching television the other night, and this movie Foul Play came on with Chevy Chase and Goldie Hawn.
Oh, God, this sucks.
I forgot all about that scene, though, with Dudley Moore in that bedroom and all those inflatable dollies. It was really kind of neat.
And Stayin' Alive was playing in the background.
Oh, I love it. Yeah. It's great. Stayin' Alive, what a song. Let's do a rendition of it right now.
No.
Yes.
You do it.
You see?
Thank you so much. Yeah.
See, you lost her for no money. This here is your composition. Yes, good Sam Emma. Say them so what I got.
Would you like to stop now and get other progress later on?
Progress.
Okay, well, let's stop this right now and see what's going on.
May I? Jam.
Bye-bye.
Are you ready for it? You care what?
I'm gonna talk about the World Cup.
You care what we record?
But why should a group like New Order do a song about the World Cup? I mean, come on.
What is this?
These postmodern synth pop doodads. You know. Dead job in football, just like we did. Under the shelf.
Volume 1.
Under the shelf. Volume 8.
No.
What show is this?
This is number 38.
He got me!
want to jam. I want to keep doing the comedy.
Oh, we're so romantic.
I want to do the comedy.
No. We got to play the song.
I don't want to jam.
It's the namesake of this episode. Shut up. I don't care if you don't want to jam.
I want to do the comedy.
It's under the shelf. We've got to do some jamming.
But I don't want to jam. Ooh, is this the CD with the flaw in it?
Yeah, but it's only like cut number, 15 or something like that.
Well, have you returned it yet? No! Why?
I'm keeping it for posterity, and you know.
Posterity, it's got a fly in it. It's a defective old holding pack CD. It's something that's rare. Cool! I don't want to promote the use of alcoholic beverages, but. Boy, they do wonders. A lot of people out there probably think that. It totally tanked before we do the sick stuff that we do on this show.
No, we actually do it while we're listening to the show.
Absolutely. Oh no, catching up with Nitz or M. When Tank Man's not on?
No, I never listen to any of those college radio programs when Tank Man's not on.
Yeah, I know, because when Tank Man's not on, that college radio program, any of them, are so lousy. They're terrible. I mean, you know, except for a select few people.
Well, I mean, if you're going to listen to radio in the morning and there's going to be nothing funny on, just switch on something that plays music, like this station.
Turn on to some guy who with a British accent.
No, don't listen to some guy with a British accent.
Why not?
Because, I mean, you can't understand a thing he says.
A damn thing he says?
A damn thing he says.
Thank you. And that is another reason why censorship is...
Sucks!
Censorship sucks.
No, censorship is sucks.
Censorship is sucks. What the hell are we listening to?
Alrighty then, that is a good question to answer. Let's listen to something else.
Okay, hit it. No, don't hit that. Hit this. We'll be right back.
I'll just interrupt this song to say, you know, a little microphone technique, a little maybe changing the tempo, having song breaks, things like that. I was going to end it, but it's going to get good. Change, I promise. I believe this is me on bass. That's me playing the bass guitar. Yay! I can play! Alright, enough. Alright, there we go. From the title of that, I think it's called Still Not Breathing Much or Bleeding Much or something by Spudlock, an unreleased track. And now, here's a little something really obscure.
Radio Edit.
Now, I just want to have a little sidebar here. I'm taking all this off old cassettes, right? Old cassettes. That's what's doing it. Old cassette decks. And I tried using my old mono, and it's nothing but static. So then I figure, okay, well, I can connect Walkmans up. And I have two. One I got from a thrift shop recently. Hooked it up. Worked fine. Rewound a tape, and then it didn't work. Just didn't work. I couldn't figure out why. But it didn't work. So maybe the belt's bad. I'm guessing. I guess that. So then I got my old trusty Walkman, which has always worked. And recorded 3/4 of the show with it. Worked fine. Rewound a tape, and the same thing's wrong. It's dead. Totally, totally dead. It's not batteries. Fresh batteries. Rumfomania. Bill and Stevie. Great harmonies. Ooh. You almost wonder, where's what's her face? I don't know her name. Donna, that's her. The Grateful Dead. All right. I'll try and end this episode with using my other tape recorder and some other weirdness.
Muppet.
Bitchin'.
Yeehaw, everybody. Sing along if you know the words. She's a red motorbike chick. She's a red motorbike chick. She'll take an engine and rip it apart.
put it together and it will start. She's a red, red motorbike chick. Open throttle, bugs on teeth, leather and chains with a chick beneath. Mr. Haney, she sits on the back of the Harley Hog. Getting a high from the Harley Smoggins. She's a rad motorbike chick. Rad motorbike chick. Take an engine and rip it apart. Put it together and it will start. She's a rad, rad motorbike chick. Hair in the pits, drugs on the brain. She'll hit a ramp and jump a train. She'll bust your chops in a nasty fight. Clean off the blood and ask for a light. She's a rad motorbike chick. Rad motorbike chick. She'll take an engine and rip it apart. Put it together and it will start. She's a rad, rad motorbike chick.
Ya bump.
A whore she is, or at least she must. All the bikers kickstand. She had thrust. An angel from hell, she just may be. But after four beers, she belongs to me. She's a rad motorbike chick. Rad motorbike chick. She'll take an engine and rip it apart. Put it together and it will start. She's a rad, rad motorbike chick. Everybody, she's a rad motorbike chick. She's a rad motorbike chick.
Get bump.
She'll take an engine and rip it apart. Put it together and it will start. She's a rad, rad motorbike chick. One more time. She's a rad, rad motorbike chick. Yeehaw! Wow! I'm an old dog Sloan. Yeehaw! Is everybody having a good country western time? Well, good, because we're about to play another one of our favorite country western tunes.
Come on!
Got the body of a 2.5-year-old baby. I got the brains of a man. I used to play underneath my mama's skirts all day.
Come on.
I parked my car in her garage. She didn't know I was a midget. She thought it was all an innocent play. She didn't know I was a midget. But when her dad came home, she put me away. She didn't know I was a midget. She thought it was all an innocent play. She didn't know I was a midget. But when her dad came home, she put me away.
Come on.
She didn't know I was a midget. But when her dad came home, she put me away.
Come on.
She didn't know I was a midget. But when her dad came home, she put me away.
In the trunk of a
Saturn. That's it. Gotta go. Bitch Shammer Bipsky. Peter Narglaju, and of course, Toad Leader Peace. And I'm Quinn Edward Flatjones III. Until next time!
I don't think I'll buy one of these Walkman until they get them perfected.